Hey there, growth enthusiasts. Welcome back to another episode of Growth Buzz. I'm your host, Giovanni, and today we've got a real treat for you. We're diving into the world of B2B marketing with a focus on something that's close to my heart, storytelling. And who better to guide us through this than the master himself, William. William, my man, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Giovanni. It's great to be here. Love what you're doing with Growth Buzz.
Appreciate it, buddy. So let's jump right in. You've been in the B2B marketing game for over a decade now. How did you first realize the power of storytelling in this space?
You know, it's funny. I started out thinking B2B was all about cold, hard facts and numbers, but I quickly realized that even in the business world, we're dealing with people, and people love stories.
Ain't that the truth? So what was your aha moment?
It was during a pitch for a software company. I was rattling off features and benefits, and I could see the client's eyes glazing over. Then I shared a story about how our software saved another company from a major crisis, and boom, suddenly everyone was engaged.
I can totally picture that. It's like flipping a switch, right?
Exactly. From that moment on, I knew I had to incorporate storytelling into every aspect of B2B marketing.
That's awesome. Now, for our listeners who might be thinking, but my business isn't exciting enough for stories, what would you say to them?
I hear that all the time. But here's the thing. Every business has a story. It's not about being exciting. It's about being authentic and relatable.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. I once worked with a company that manufactured industrial bolts. Not exactly thrilling, right? But we crafted a story around how their bolts quite literally held together some of the world's most impressive structures. Suddenly, they weren't just selling bolts. They were selling reliability and peace of mind.
That's brilliant. It's all about perspective, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's about finding the human element in what you do.
So, William, let's get practical. How can our listeners start incorporating storytelling into their B2B marketing?
Great question. Start with your company's origin story. Why was the company founded? What problem were you trying to solve? That's often a goldmine for compelling narratives.
Love that. What else?
Customer success stories are huge. Don't just talk about what your product or service does. Show how it's made a real difference for someone. And don't be afraid to talk about challenges or failures. Vulnerability can be powerful in storytelling.
That's so true. I feel like in B2B, there's typically this pressure to appear perfect all the time.
Exactly. And that's not relatable. We're all human, and humans make mistakes. Sharing how you've overcome challenges can build trust and credibility.
Speaking of challenges, what are some common pitfalls you see in B2B storytelling?
The biggest one is probably forgetting your audience. Your story needs to resonate with the specific people you're trying to reach. I always recommend starting with your end goal in mind. What action do you want your audience to take? Then craft your story to lead naturally to that conclusion.
That makes sense. Now, we're living in a digital age. How has that impacted B2B storytelling?
Oh, massively. We've got so many more tools at our disposal now. Video, podcasts like this one, social media, they all offer new ways to tell and share stories.
Any favorites?
I'm a big fan of using LinkedIn for B2B storytelling. It's a great platform for sharing both personal and company stories. And don't underestimate the power of a good case study video.
Awesome tips, William. We're coming up on our time, but I've got one last question for you. If our listeners could do just one thing to improve their B2B storytelling today, what would you recommend?
Great question to wrap up with. I'd say, start listening. Listen to your customers, your employees, your partners. The best stories are often right under our noses. We just need to pay attention and be willing to share them.
William, my friend, that is golden advice. Thank you so much for sharing your insights with us today. This has been incredible.
Thanks, Giovanni. It's been a blast chatting with you.
And there you have it. The art of storytelling in B2B companies, straight from the expert. Remember, every business has a story. You just need to find it and tell it well. Until next time, keep growing, keep buzzing, and keep telling those stories. This is Giovanni, signing off.